Good morning. Still rather muggy with areas of fog across parts of interior New York and New England, especially where we saw a bunch of rain and thunderstorms during the day on Wednesday. Gradually, skies will be partly sunny, but we'll have to track a disturbance which will be rotating through the Great Lakes and shearing off to our north and west today. This could touch off additional but scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. They'll be more widely scattered than yesterday's activity. Temperatures will reach into the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs. After this system passes by, we'll increase a northwest breeze, and that will drive in lower humidity during the day on Friday. Overnight lows tonight will drop down into the lower 60s, then with a mix of sun and clouds and that northwest wind flow will rebound back into the upper 70s on Friday. As we get into the weekend, high pressure will take over. Still a little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, so not completely sunny, but I think we'll have a fair amount of sunshine both days, mixed with some clouds. Saturday's highs in the mid-70s and bouncing back toward 80 on Sunday. In fact, the nice weather looks like it'll stretch into the early part of next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday and highs both days near 80. The next chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms showing up on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the front that brought showers and thunderstorms to our region south into the mid-Atlantic will work its way off the coast, and slightly lower humidity will build in today into the Ohio Valley, while a second cold front will approach from the north and west, bringing threats for diurnally enhanced thunderstorms, some of which could be strong or even severe, with heavy rain from the upper Midwest into portions of the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, another round of heavy rain, though perhaps a bit south of yesterday's round, is anticipated across some of Kansas and Oklahoma, particularly western parts of the state, through tonight and into tomorrow morning. Given the locally heavy rain which fell across parts of Kansas and Missouri earlier in the week, and the multiple rounds expected ahead, flooding and flash flooding will be a threat. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy and fog, 53 degrees with a southwest wind at 33, gusting to 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light rain and 43 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and some fog, 66 degrees, the dew point 64, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.68 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Copper Basin, Idaho, Gates Park, Montana, and Sawmill Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, partly sunny in New York City with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely in Boston in the mid-80s, otherwise mostly cloudy. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in Buffalo with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 69. The average temperature 77, that's 6 degrees above normal. 25 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.23 inches for the month, which is now 35 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 26.09 inches for the year, which is 2.52 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 95, set in 1983 and in 1909, and the record low, 46, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, still humid today with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle 80s. A few showers tonight, otherwise turning partly cloudy with lows in the mid 60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, clearing out with lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny and a bit humid today with a few scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid today with a few scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Any showers will end tonight, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Friday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with lower humidity, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Saturday. Back to mostly sunny skies and highs near 80 on Sunday. Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s, mostly sunny near 80 on Tuesday, and a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with highs reaching the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.